Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Jere Anthony, Community Development Coordinator for CASA, and welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about CASA, because there are folks that may have heard the name but don't know what CASA is. So what is CASA?
So CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. We are a volunteer program. We empower everyday citizens to walk alongside children in the foster care system and kind of walk with them on their journey and be that steady presence for them.
So I guess a lot of times there are kids that get pulled out of homes for whatever reason, and they really don't have an adult in their life, and they're going through some challenging legal things and getting pulled from one place to another. And these adults can kind of stand up and be with them and get them through the process.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a CASA, you are acting as an extra set of eyes and ears for the judge. And so you are able to go in and interact with key players in the children's lives. So you make observations about foster parents, biological parents. You're able to talk with their teachers and medical professionals, as well as therapists. And you just kind of collect all this information and you bring it back to the judge so that you can speak up for the child's best interest.
Now, I asked you something a moment ago off the air, and I said, do you need people or do you need money? And you were like, we need both, but we really need the people.
Yeah.
Because the people are the key.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't do it without the people. And we have over 100 kids waiting right now for a CASA.
Wow. And that's in North Louisiana. Tell me about the area you cover, because it's not just Monroe. It's not just Ouachita Parish.
Yeah. So we actually cover 11 parishes in Northeast Louisiana. And I would like to give a shout out to each area, because so if you are a CASA in this area, we just want to thank you, first of all. But we serve Caldwell Parish, East Carroll, Franklin, Lincoln, Madison, Morehouse, Ouachita, Richland, Tensaw, West Carroll, and one more I can't see. Did I say Madison?
You didn't say Madison. Sorry,
yeah.
Madison.
Sorry, Madison. We love you.
So you're in a lot of parishes up here. Over the course of a year, how many folks do you think CASA helps? How many of these kids?
In our program right now, we are helping. The last time I ran the numbers, it was 262 kids with 125 volunteers.
So you've got more than enough holes to fill up with volunteers.
Absolutely.
If you had them. And I guess it could get kind of hairy. Do you ever have, you know, one person helping two or three kids?
Yeah. So whenever you sign up to be a CASA, you can request, if you just want to do one child or one sibling set that live in the same home, we work with you on that. And we have a lot to choose from. So if you are more comfortable serving boys or girls or teenagers or young children, we can kind of make that look like however you want it to.
The CASA program is looking for volunteers. How much time does it take to volunteer if I said I wanted to help somebody?
On average, it's 8 to 10 hours a month, and that includes your time in court, which you don't have to go to court if you're unable to. Our CASA supervisors will be there regardless, and they can fill you in on what's going on. And then that is any kind of extra things that you do. So it's really just an average of 8 to 10 hours a month.
I know keeping the kids safe is a big deal. You don't want anybody sketchy coming around, right? How do you weed those folks out?
So we do background checks, and we, through the training, we will kind of walk alongside you and make sure that it's the right fit for both of us.
How old do you need to be to do this?
So you have to be 21 or older to be a CASA.
And what kind of training, 8 to 10 hours once you get going, but what kind of training, how long does that take?
It's a 5-week course, and we train everything that you need to know. So you don't need any kind of special background or anything like that. We're going to teach you all the things that you need to know to become a CASA. It's once a week for 5 weeks. A meal is provided, and it really is a lot of fun. You're able to interact with other people in your training class, and then you'll have a special bond with them.
How long has the CASA program been around? When did it start and how did it get going?
So it was started in the 70s by Judge David Sookup. He was seeing the same cases over and over again, and he felt like he was having to make a ruling on these children's lives, and he didn't feel like he had enough information to decide that. So he came up with this idea to have just everyday people come in and volunteer their time to kind of paint him a better picture of what was really going on. And he had a really good response, and that was the first CASA program. That's how it started.
So how long in North Louisiana? How far back?
It was started, I believe, in 1999.
Okay, so a good history. Do you know, if you had to add it all up, how many folks have been helped out?
I couldn't even begin to tell you.
So this year, what, 250-something children?
Yeah, 262 in our program right now, so more than that.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, the CASA program, there may be folks out there that want to find out some more about how to get involved. And we said we need the bodies more than we need anything else. We need folks to help. How do they find out more about you guys?
So we are very active on Facebook, if you do Facebook. So CASA of Northeast Louisiana, and our website is www.casaofnela.org.
That's Jeray Anthony, the Community Development Director for CASA. You can find out more by visiting that website, or if you don't remember that, you can go to my website. It's kedm.org, and find out more about the CASA program.
Next time on The People's Pharmacy, we'll bring you up to date on the health stories behind the headlines.
Get the latest information on drug disasters or therapeutic advances.
Our lines are open for your questions about prescription drugs, nutritional supplements, herbs, and home remedies.
Tune in for the health news that matters to you on the next People's Pharmacy.
Saturday morning at 6 and Sunday at 3 here on KEDM Monroe.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdal. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.